Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Woo early morning edition of the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. I have a very special gospel artist on the line. Amen. I have my host. I am the host. I have my co-host, and I have at least 20 to 30 people still up. Amen. I'm not the only one up, so I like that. I like that. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so happy and excited that you're on the line on tonight. Now, on tonight, this is a very special night because we're going to discuss and analyze or look at our needs and our wants. Amen. Our needs and our wants. This is a very new year, and this is the first time that we're looking at our needs and our wants. Amen. And God says, what is it that you need, and what is it that you want? What is it that we want? Amen. So we're going to really focus on that today, and we're going to have a great time because this is a great time to just look over and analyze all of our needs and our wants. Amen. Amen. We're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I am so happy and excited to be able to share this moment with you. We're getting ready to pray, so I want you to get into your prayer position. I want you to get into your powerful prayer position because we're getting ready to pray unto God. Then after we pray unto God, we're going to actually analyze our needs and our wants. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, with a bowed head and humble heart, thanking you for last night's lying down. Thanking you for this morning's arising, Lord. Thanking you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to see another day that we saw on yesterday, Lord, and we're praying that we see today as well. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to shower down your blessings upon us. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be able to communicate and have a relationship with you, Lord. Help us to study your word on a daily basis and bless us to be connected to you, Heavenly Father. Bless us, Heavenly Father, to have the spirit and the fear and the adoration that we should have for you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Would you bless their family members, and would you bless each person who is associated with them as well, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are coming out of the hospitals, Lord. Give them strength and wisdom and courage, Lord Jesus, to be able to do your holy and righteous will. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, as those individuals are getting ready to come out and to become rehabilitated, we ask that you give them the strength that each person needs, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who have to go into the hospital. Lord Jesus, would you continue to give them the strength to shower down your blessings upon them, Heavenly Father. And then, Lord, we ask that you continue to just help them and keep them, Lord Jesus, in perfect peace. Then, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Heavenly Father, for good praise reports, good health reports, Lord. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do and the things you have already done. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who is on the line tonight? Would you bless each person, their gift, their talents? Would you bless their family and their friends, Lord? Then, Lord, would you look upon this particular ministry, Lord, and bless the host, bless each thing that's associated with this ministry, Heavenly Father. And then, Lord, bless other ministries as well. Lord God, as the word of God and the dissemination of your spirit comes down, we ask that each person catch a part of your spirit so that they can understand what they need in life, so that we can understand the will of God. And then so that we will want to be closer to you, Heavenly Father, to hear your revelation and your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gathering, Heavenly Father, on tonight. And we ask that you continuously help us to be better people. Help us to be better stewards, and help us, Lord Jesus, to do your holy and righteous will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, I want to acknowledge, if anyone wants to say anything on tonight, you may. At this time, I want you to get out your paper and your pencils. My heart is beating very fast because someone texted me and told me that they were listening. This is someone I really admire in the gospel industry. So I'm just so excited. I'm so excited. Okay, so what I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to draw a line down your paper. And on the left side, I want you to put your needs. And on the right side, if you would, put your wants. And while you guys are doing that, I'm going to get the music ready here, and we're going to actually listen to The Center of My Joy. And I'm going to see if this is the right version. And so you should have a sheet of paper, and on the left side, you're going to put your needs, and on the right side, you're going to put your wants, because we're going to really focus on this particular area in our lives. We've started a new year, and with the start of the new year, we want to make sure that we're really focusing and we're really concentrating on what the Lord would have us to focus on. And so we're going to begin writing, although I'm having a little bit of problems with technology on tonight. We're going to begin writing, and I know God's going to bless this music to play, amen? God's going to bless this music to play. And so once I have the music set, then I will allow the music to play. But in the meantime, we are going to go ahead and get started with our needs and wants. Make sure that you write down all of your needs. Do not be selfish. Do not forget about your family members. God is listening. And just because God is listening and just because you have God's ear does not mean that you just be selfish. You have to think about others as well. Amen? So be sure that on your needs section, right, that you include your family members, you include other individuals as well. Amen? So we are going to go ahead and get started. And once I get the music going, you will hear the music. But until then, we're going to carry on with the business of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen. Be sure to look over your list. Each thing that you listed, God is going to give you a breakthrough. He's going to bless you real good. Amen. So look at all of your needs, all of your wants. Amen. All those things that you put on those two lists, God is going to bless you real good. Amen. Amen. God says claim it and proclaim it. Claim it as yours and proclaim the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your needs and your wants. Amen. God says ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. But God says his favor, grace, and mercy opens locked doors. So we must continue to lean and depend on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So count it all done. Amen. Count it all done. Count it all done in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm so excited because I know that God is going to do some great things in your life. And so since you've counted all this done and you've proclaimed it and you've claimed it, amen, then we're going to give God all the glory and give him all the praise. Amen. Amen. At this particular time, this is your opportunity. I know that it is 12:15. Opportunity to give your life to the Lord. I had to take a deep breath. Give your life to the Lord because, as I said before, nothing is promised, not even the next second, the next minute, the next hour. Nothing is promised unto us. But one thing we do know and we're certain of is Jesus is going to call us up in his rapture. One thing that we do know is that Jesus is coming back. But God says at this time he's coming back with favor and glory. Amen. He's not coming back with wrath as he did with Israel. I continue to say that because God continues to remind me of that. So there's no need to be afraid. But God says, continue in the works. I know that when you receive the glory and visitation of God and the favor when we receive it, God says, continue to work. Continue to work while it is day, because when night cometh, no one is able to work. Amen? Amen. So continue to work, because we serve a good God. We serve a holy God. We serve an omnipotent God, and we serve a powerful, powerful God. So continue to work in the vineyard, because God says that when he blesses us real good, and all of these blessings that come our way and things come our way, God says, do not quit. Do not throw in the towel because you are already taken care of by God. But the simple fact is that when you quit, when you stop, discontinue what you're doing now as if you didn't have, God says you rob the people because you are supposed to be providing them a service. So God says continue to work while it's day because God is going to supply you with everything you need. You're not going to have to want for anything, God says, because of his favor, grace, and his mercy. Amen? Amen. So that's what we're going to do, because we serve a true and we serve a powerful, powerful, mighty, mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen? What a mighty God we serve. And so at this particular time, this is your chance, this is your opportunity to get into the ark of safety. This is your opportunity to accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hopefully you've already accepted him. Do not reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is very, very important, and he will change your whole life around for the better. Amen? Amen. And so I want you to understand that all of your needs and wants are heard and listened to by God. And God is going to give you everything you put on that paper. You know how I know? Because God already knew what we was going to put before we put it on the paper. And God says that he is listening and he hears our humbling cry. He hears the disparities. He sees what we need and what we want. Amen? And not only does he see it, he says, but he's going to give it to us. Why? Because we belong to the kingdom. And when you're in the will of God, you receive everything that the Lord has for you. You receive everything that the Lord has for you. So continue to pray to God. Continue to trust in God. And continue to believe in God, because God is that powerful. Amen? Amen. I want to tell you, before we go to our website, I want to tell you that I have some very special people on the line. And they just text me. They want to listen. But it's an individual, well, actually three, in the gospel industry. If I mention about two names, you'll be like, whoa, you'll know who it is. And so I really appreciate these individuals for listening. I'm surprised that some of these individuals are still up. But I received a text, and they said, we're going to listen to your ministry. And I really appreciate that. I just want you to know, I'm telling you on air, I'm not going to say your names, anything like that. But I really appreciate you listening. And please bring other individuals to listen, because it's not me. It's all about God. And when you come to listen to the word of God, everyone's soul, says the Lord, strengthens. And everyone connects, and we can come together as one, and we can magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so if you guys continue, I understand the high profiles and things of that nature. But if you want to chime in without saying your names, then that's fine. But the simple fact is that we're here for no other reason but to serve the Lord and to speak to God and let God know what the desires of our hearts are. Amen? So I want to thank each and every one of you, my co-hosts. I want to thank the gospel artists who are on the line. I want to thank those who are in entertainment and journalism. I want to thank you very much for being on the line, and I just really appreciate it. And I appreciate the new connects. I appreciate getting back with some of my former connects from just previous conferences and things of that nature. So I really appreciate that, and I thank you guys for that. And so without further ado, I want you to focus your eyes on two particular websites. Amen? Two particular websites. The first website, and my computer's been messing up a little bit, but we're going to make it work. The first is alfreda.hubpages.com. On this particular page, you will find many different articles. Articles on entertainment, articles on teaching, articles on activism. You will find many different articles, effective presentations, celebrities, media. And so be sure that you read these particular articles. They have some great information. If you're looking for, as I say before, if you're looking for gossip or putting somebody down, it's not going to happen, not on that page, not on any of my pages or on the platform, amen, especially when I represent our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're just not going to hear it. So be sure to read those particular articles because I will add more articles as time goes on. All right. If you look at the AlfredaLoveShow.com, I'm going to actually give you time to get there. I know my computer's being slow, but some people would like to see the website. And so it's AlfredaLoveShow.com. 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 That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Amen. Amen. And my computer is actually loading up. Here we go. All right. So on the homepage, right, when you click on that homepage, you're going to hear the radio station. And I'm going to add some more songs. A couple of more artists sent me their songs, and we're going to add it on there because this is a radio station. So that's the homepage. Then the About the Venue, with this About the Venue, of course, let's click on it. Well, this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. Of course, the mission of the radio ministry is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. You see many, many different individuals on this particular page. These are some of the events that we attended. You see the Las Vegas Stellar Music Awards. And then I wanted to tell the artist and media to be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Alfreda Love, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. Love is always the answer to all of your problems. Amen. If you go back to the homepage, you will see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's into film and gospel, so be sure to check out that website. You will see Sister LaShawn McLemore, ministry and gospel. She's really into the ministry and gospel, and she's looking to come and minister. Amen. So please, please be sure to tap into these two young ladies' websites. Then, of course, there's the Love Radio. If you click on that Love Radio, you whoop dirty, as you'll be right at the radio station. February 18th through the 20th is, of course, the Stellar Awards. If you need a speaker, you can click on the speaker profile, and you'll see my bio. If you look up Love's interview, that's the interview that I had with the Hispanic Chamber. Thank you very much. Then here's the school tutorial site. These are some of the services that we offer. Once again, upcoming events, the Stellar Awards Show, the radio station. If you want to get to the radio station again, there is a shortcut. Then, of course, the Spiritual Guide to Go. This is a Spiritual Guide to Go. It speaks about perfecting your walk with God. And each and every day, we attempt to perfect our walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For the location and contact, if you want to contact me, you can send a comment or review, your name, your email, subject, and message, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Some gospel artists in the industry. When you look at the gospel artists, here are many of the gospel artists in the industry. Be sure to support their music, support what they're doing, because all of our gospel artists need your support. Their music ministers unto us each and every day. And so let's support our gospel artists. Amen? Amen. When you look at the links, okay, you have several links. You have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's link. You have Sister LaShawn McLemore. Then, of course, you have the radio station. You have some of the Facebook pages where I place information, such as Love's Comedy and Entertainment. Of course, you have LinkedIn. If you click on that particular box, you'll be right at my LinkedIn spot. You have Love's Media and Event Coverage. That's another page that I have on Facebook. Then you have articles. Then you have the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Then you have the Spiritual Guide. So these are all links in which you can just click and whoop, there it is. You're right there. Of course, there is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's website again, and you can hear some of her music. It tells a little bit about Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, and then you can hear her music while you're reading. How awesome is that? Then, of course, there is yours truly, Dr. Alfreda Love. I'm into speaking and entertainment. You can read my bio, some things I've done in the past, some topics, and things of that nature. So please be sure to tap into Dr. Alfreda Love. Okay? Then there's the Love's Author Corner. This is our library, our online library. Be sure to check out and look at some of these books. They are awesome. These books are awesome. All right, then Health and Human Performance. This article remains true. We need to move. We need to become healthier individuals, amen, because it really helps when we're healthy and moving about. It really helps the flow of our blood, and it helps our thinking, and it helps us in so many ways. So always put your health in focus. Amen. Then entertainment and television. You see all of these celebrities on television. These are many that I watch or I have watched, and so I really enjoy watching these celebrities on television. Then, of course, here's R&B. All right. And there is Mary J. Blige. There's Faith Evans and Miss Buluwami, one of the gospel artists who I work with. All right. Then, of course, meet Miss LaShawn. She's one of our new gospel artists. She's very eager and ready to get started. And so be sure to tap into her site. And also, if you need booking information, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. This also is her particular single that she's put out. She's going to minister on Saturday, I believe, on Saturday. So please be sure to support her music. She's going to have a couple of CDs. And I'm going to get the information so that I can tell you exactly where she's ministering at. Amen? Amen. I want to thank you guys once again for joining me on the AfridaLoveShow.com. All right? I want to thank you so much, all of the gospel artists and artists who have come out, and all of the guests and co-hosts and different individuals who are listening right now. Thank you so much. I ask God would he continue to bless your family, continue to bless your friends, continue to bless each and every person that you come in contact with. I just ask God would he continue to bless you and take care of you in a major, major way. I want you to be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE or AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com. Click on Love Radio. Be sure to do that. Click on Love Radio, and whoop, there it is. You'll be right there. In addition to that, the gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, please, please Facebook AfridaLove at AfridaLoveE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Call them name by name and pray for them. The prayer of the righteous avails much. Pray for each and every person, but guess what? You still have to have a connection with God. You still have to be connected with God. You just can't come up and say, hey, God, I need you to do this for me. No, it don't work like that. It's a process. You have to have a relationship or form a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, make sure, go grab your calendars, go get your calendars. You should already have this marked down. February 18th through the 20th is the Stellar Music Awards. This is a time in which the gospel artists whom you listen to and the gospel artists who ministers unto your heart, this is a time in which these particular individuals, okay, this is a time in which these particular individuals are recognized on a huge platform, and what I mean by that is a huge, platform, an outlet. You know, it's like an award show, but it's to highlight those gospel artists and all those individuals who really have impacted the gospel world. So make sure that you mark your calendars. In addition to that, make sure you continue to trust and believe. I said trust and believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You notice I didn't say trust and believe in your friends, trust and believe in whomever. I said trust and believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's where we get our strength from. We get our strength or receive our strength from believing in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So continue to do that. And guess what? If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, You tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember that I'm going to have two gospel artists come on tomorrow at 8 o'clock at 8:30. Come back to that freetolove.com. Click on Love Radio at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And remain on the line so that you can hear both of these artists. Amen? Amen. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.